Well, in a drive to be seen as equals, have women lost our beauty of being feminine? Now, to rekindle that purpose and meaning, you can join fellow Catholic women at the Proto Cathedral of St. James the Greater in Vancouver for a regional conference reflecting on the call and beauty, the feminine heart. It's a perfect opportunity on Saturday, October 15th for mothers, daughters, teens, and even those who are dating or engaged to come together to find that feminine heart. And one of the speakers of the day is our good friend, Sister Teresa Harrell of the Society of Mary. Sister Teresa joining me this morning. Good morning, Sister Teresa. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, remind our sisters from the Society of Mary, what are those special charisms that your order carries?
Well, we're missionaries of the new evangelization, and we work as a complementary society to the St. John Society and their work of new evangelization. So we work with high school students, college students, and professionals, trying to bring them to an encounter with Christ and then raise up their faith. And the same with the underprivileged, wherever we are.
Well, Sister, I think that to be able to work with students and young people, you have to have a kind of a level of activity. It does feel good to have students back, that you can really engage with them right where they are.
Oh, yeah. It's great to have students back. St. Michael's is a parish that doesn't slow down too much in the summer. But, yeah, the students have just come back on campus, the campuses around here. So, yeah, it's good to have everyone back.
Well, it also is a time during the fall. I think many parishes and ministries, they're trying to come together and really get our conferences going, our retreats happening. Sister Teresa, you're going to be one of the leaders, but for yourself, do you find it important to also take time away where you yourself can attend a conference to strengthen your own spiritual journey?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, this year I had the blessing of going on the Alpha Conference to learn more about the Alpha that we run here. And every year, the sisters, we have a week-long annual retreat for us so we can get away and pray and be in silence with the Lord.
Well, coming up is a great opportunity for women from around the area. Just a short drive over the bridge to St. James Cathedral, that beautiful church there on the top of the hill in downtown Vancouver. They're inviting the community on Saturday, October 15th, to their conference, The Feminine Heart. Sister Teresa, you're one of the speakers. You're going to be talking about the beauty of that feminine heart. In our society, do you find that we as women are not appreciating the beauty of being feminine?
Yeah, I think that's really true, Brenda. I think some of the feminist movement took a wrong turn and has told women that we have to be like men in order to be valued. And in that seeking to have a kind of masculine kind of power or presence, we've lost a lot of the beauty and the power of our femininity. So I had the blessing of, about 20 years ago, a spiritual director saying I should study the theme of feminine virtues. And I found that study really healing and really beautiful. And in that study, I encountered the work of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, or Edith Stein, she's better known as. She was a philosopher who became raised Jewish, became an atheist, studied philosophy, and converted to Catholicism, and actually died a martyr in Auschwitz. But she wrote beautifully on what it means to be a woman, on the vocations of man, the vocations of woman. And so it was, for me, like a great discovery of what it means to be a woman and what the feminine heart looks like, and the beauty and the purpose and the power of our feminine calling.
I think that is unusual, and I don't think that's phrasing that many women hear or even appreciate, but that power of femininity. But that all derives from God's love, and maybe kind of talk about that. If we turn our backs on our own beautiful femininity, isn't it kind of telling God, well, I don't like what you've created me to be?
Yeah, I think so, and it's also believing that we're less because we're different. No, God created man and woman in his image. The book of Genesis tells us, right? Male and female, he created them. In the image of God, he created them. So we're equally in the image of God, but we express something different about who God is. And as long as women are, we're denying our femininity, we're denying the world part of the testimony that God wants to give to the world of himself, of who he is. So I think it's something really powerful and really transforming when we can embrace what it means to be a woman. It transforms us. It gives us a lot of peace. We tend to be pretty anxious in our world today. But understanding our femininity and embracing it gives us a lot of peace, a lot of joy, and helps us live with the purpose that God created us for.
It's a wonderful event coming up October 15th. It begins at 8:30 a.m., goes all day until 4 o'clock. It is the Feminine Heart Conference. It's happening at the Proto-Cathedral of St. James the Greater in Vancouver. Sister Teresa is joining me today as we talk a little bit more about one of the conferences she'll be hosting. Also on the speaker list, our good friend Julie Ondurko will be there, Mother Mary Margaret Delasky, and also Ruth Hayes Barba will also be all part of this wonderful conference. Sister Teresa, I think that as a mother myself of daughters, it's important for us to know and understand ourselves in order to be able to show that to our daughters. Would this be a great event for mothers and daughters to kind of come together to have that important discussion about what it means to be feminine?
Oh, it sounds wonderful for that. Yeah. In fact, the conference was designed in that way. One of the organizers told me that, like specifically thinking that it's for women of all ages and that mothers and daughters can come together. Because it's true. It's not just people in the culture today. It's not just the younger generations that are affected by a misunderstanding of our feminine heart. It's women of all generations, right?
Oh.
So for all of us to have that, the truth of how God created us to be presented to us is very healing and very good for mothers and daughters to be able to share that.
Well, as I said, it is coming up on Saturday, October 15th. If you go to protocathedral.org under their events menu, you'll be able to find information. Please register ahead of time so that way you will be there for the full event. Sister Teresa Harrell joining me today. She is going to be one of the speakers. Well, in the beginning of our interview, Sister Teresa, we talked about life can be busy, especially for, you know, an active parish like St. Michael's and the community of the St. John Society. You've also got a special event coming up. Tell our listeners more about your celebration dinner.
Sure. On October 13th, the St. John Society annual celebration dinner is happening in the Central Hotel in downtown Portland. And it's a chance for all the supporters of the society or those interested in the work of the St. John Society and Society of Mary to come together to learn what the Lord has been doing. And to celebrate all that he's been doing. It's an idea of hope is going to permeate this event. We see all the signs of what God is doing, and that gives us hope for what he's going to continue doing. So that's coming up on Thursday, October 13th. And if people would like to participate, they can go to the St. Michael's website, and there's a link to that information.
Oh, perfect. A great opportunity to just take a pause from, well, as you know, the work of the Lord that we do all the time. Well, God also rested, and it's a wonderful opportunity to rest and celebrate. Sister Teresa, you'll be there along with many other supporters of St. John Society. Well, thank you so much for your time. We're really looking forward to the event. Sister Teresa, before we go, will you lead us in a prayer?
Sure. I'd be glad to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of being alive, for the gift of knowing the life we have in Christ, the gift of knowing you through him. I ask you, Father, that you pour out your Holy Spirit today upon each of us listening, that we can live in your presence, that we can live in the knowledge of being loved by you, live according to the purpose you have planned for us. That we can live with joy and hope and shine the light of Christ to this world and this city that so desperately needs him. We ask this in his name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And again, that is Sister Teresa Harrell. Sister Teresa, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Thank you very much, Brenda.